This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, you are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's go around the NFL now, and some things are moving and shaking right at this moment. It's funny, you think of this week in some spaces as a week where not a lot is happening, right? There's not a lot of active sports going on. Obviously now you have some more summer sports going, MLS, WNBA. Right. I don't know if that you could consider those like in big in the larger sphere of things, although shout out to those sports, you know, All-Star break, you get the ESPYs. But things are happening news-wise, and something that just popped up as well. Dallas County judge just sentenced wide receiver for the Chiefs, Rashee Rice, to 5-year probation and 30 days of jail time that can be served during those 5 years, stemming from his role in the multi-car crash that happened in Dallas last offseason, when he and a friend of his were in some rented cars flying up and down a highway in the middle of daylight. Like, if you're going to be doing like this drag racing type stuff on the highway, you'd imagine you do it at night. No, he did it in the middle of the day. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but he will get 5 years of probation and 30 days of jail time. I don't know exactly how it'll be served. Yeah, but now that judge has ruled that, Schefter at least is thinking that the NFL can expedite its disciplinary process. What kind of discipline are you expecting from Rashee Rice from this?
Ooh, that's a good question.
The legal system is not going to keep him from being able to play football. Right. This is something that was hanging over the Chiefs, especially because Rashee Rice is the one wide receiver on their team that feels like he can be foundational and help them do something major. Everybody else feels like they're attached to what he can do and maybe what Andy Reid can scheme up. Yeah. He feels like he's somebody that can unlock some things. However, how long could they possibly maybe be missing him? Especially, now the NFL, or rather the legal system that's not going to keep him out.
That's where I'm going. The legal system has already ruled, and he did it. You know, or at least they reached an agreement to where he filed some sort of agreement or whatever he's going to do to the 5 years of probation, 30 days in jail. So they have to do something.
Yeah, and I imagine if they wanted to suspend him. I wonder what the suspension looks like, though. Is it like a game or two?
Man.
That's the tough thing. We can't do the thing where we go, is this congruent with this other crime, quote-unquote, and the way that the NFL, you know, suspends off of that? Because, as we know, there's not often good ratios from one to another.
I could see 3 games.
You could see something that high, huh?
I could see 3 games. That was very reckless. I say convicted, whatever you want to call it. The termination in the legal system has already been made. He's going to be on probation. He's going to go do jail time. You cannot ignore that if you're the NFL.
I was going to say 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say like a
I think 3
4.
Games. Yeah, 3 or 4.
Yeah, maybe they might set the number a little high and knock it down to 4.
Yeah.
Maybe I just think the NFL's soft now. Like, I feel like the NFL.
You don't think nothing?
I think he get a game.
They pick their spots, though. Sometimes they come across hard, and sometimes they're
that's
very
the tough
lenient.
Thing about the NFL. Yeah. You have no idea what the criteria is.
How they come up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some other things that are happening around the NFL, as I said, a developing story kind of day. We've been watching this space where there is seemingly a pseudo or maybe it's just a real labor battle happening in front of us in the National Football League as it regards to guaranteed money for second round players. And the first second rounder to be signed out of this 2025 draft was our very own Jaden Higgins out of Iowa State, who you know profiles to be a major factor in your offense this year for the Texans. He gets his 4 years fully guaranteed. Then very quickly after, Carson Schwechinger, the linebacker out of UCLA that was drafted to Cleveland, he gets his guarantees, and everybody else has just been sitting for for months on end waiting to see what the what is going to happen with their contracts. We now have two other second rounders that join them as having their contract signed. So it is the 43rd pick. I believe this happened late last night. At least we got the reporting on it. Alfred Collins, who is out of the University of Texas. He will be playing for the San Francisco 49ers. He gets a four-year, $10.3 million deal. Obviously, that is scheduled when it comes to the scale. $9 million of it guaranteed. So not fully guaranteed about mid.
Dang near.
But yeah, dang near when it comes to like 10 picks into the second round.
Yeah.
And so we also get Shamar Turner, who was the 62nd pick way further down to Chicago, who has a deal signed per Ian Rappaport. I have not seen the numbers on that. Mm-hmm. But in my interpretation, this particular dispute that seems like it's happening between the players and the owners was how much further can we push the precedent of guaranteed money is here, right?
Yeah.
And at least what we had was 34, which is Jaden Higgins. It's not going to be as far as 43 with Alfred Collins. I think that is clear. But then it's also a gradation, right? How much percentage of your contract is guaranteed. I imagine that Shamar Turner will give us another data point, but it seems like those guys in that 34 to 40 range now have an opportunity to get, more guaranteed money and push out further and further more guys that know that their contract will be largely, if not fully guaranteed, off the jump.
That's the big point here. I think it's a win for second round players and agents because being able to get that, what is it, close to 90% of that contract?
Yeah, it'd be just under. If you want me to get an exact number, I can't get that for you.
I think I saw 88, but I didn't want to be exact necessarily because I wasn't sure. But damn near 90% of it guaranteed. And that's for the, 43rd?
87, yes.
I mean, 87.
But yeah, the 43rd overall pick, which would be the, 11th pick in the second round, if my math is correct.
So that's a win for agents and players and getting more guaranteed money.
Yeah. What is interesting, though, is this is a little bit of agents holding the line, it seems like, and obviously it'd be players holding the line.
Oh, for sure it is.
Which I typically, don't think is always very easy for the NFL to do, is get a lot of guys to hold the line on whatever kind of endeavor they're trying to engage in, but particularly I think also rookies coming in are not the place where I think of battles being won in labor disputes. And maybe I'm making too much of this, but that's the way I'm perceiving this, because rookies coming in usually either don't have a lot of leverage or maybe they don't have the safety in theory that a player that has played for a while and stockpile some money would. Although I imagine that some of that is like the advent of more money coming into college
sports.
Bingo,
that's exactly where I was going to go. I think this is a sign, another sign. You know, some of the signs that we've been seeing, like, hey, when this NFL PA and NFL agreement, the collective bargaining agreement came into play, there wasn't nearly as much money coming in, whether it's digitally or, just name the source, because there's so much more money coming in to the NFL that I think the NFLPA is kind of holding the line, as you put it, because they know, hey, man, they're making so much more money now, we need to start seeing some of that. Now, it's not part of the agreement, so they have to do it in just the negotiations.
And, of course, the CBA often happens when it comes to percentages, right? So there is a level of uptick, but, what percentages are they getting? Relative is something that you want to get. But, yeah, I think that is interesting, not just that the NFLPA has some level of cohesion on a smaller scale, which you imagine is a little bit easier, but two, for me, the portion of the union that I wouldn't anticipate giving you that kind of lockstep, seemingly giving you that, it seems like you have more, more buy-in in your group. And that would seem to bode well for the PA in going forward in labor negotiations. Yes. But at the same time, they have this massive scandal that is happening over here on this other side. We talked about Paulo Torre and Mike Florio kind of working in tandem to expose the one labor grievance that had happened that they had, you know, had brought to a arbitrator about the potential of collusion amongst NFL owners. Well, a second one, a second kind of grievance ruling that has been concealed by both the NFL and PA in tandem seems to maybe give some more insight into what's happening there. And I think point more to a problem that the NFL Players Association seems to have. It seems like there was a, if you'll remember on, I believe it was the Ross Tucker podcast, J.C. Treader, who was previously the Players Association president and now is serves in like a senior advisory role. When he was the president, he was on Ross Tucker's podcast a couple years back, and he was talking about, you know, kind of the advent of guys faking injuries, so to say, quote unquote, wink, wink, in order to, you know, not, you know, use that as a level of leverage when it comes to, you know, negotiation with their teams, whether that's not, you know, just where they would not want to play, where they would be forced to. And this was taken to arbitration, as a lot of grievances are amongst these two sides of this collective bargained agreement. And in theory, it seems like, you know, J.C. Treader lost now with the paperwork that we saw. But this is a loss that, you know, one side, the winning side, in this instance, it'd be the NFL. You would imagine that they would put forward, that they would let get out so that, you know, there's a level of, hey, there's precedent here. Hey, look at us. We've won or what have you. This was also buried. And so some people are maybe hypothesizing that this side, you know, this burying maybe has something to do with the other burying of the other.
Hypothesized correctly, it seems like. Go ahead.
Yeah, the additional portion of this now is that the NFLPA has fired the arbitrator that ruled on this J.C. Treader fake injuries comment situation, Sidney Moreland. Because it is worth remembering, the arbitrators are hired and agreed on by both of these sides.
Right.
So in theory, all of these arbitration rulings, there's a little bit of a thumb on the scale now, I guess the idea.
In terms
idea,
of who brought him up, who recommended, et cetera.
And the idea is both sides also get to decide on the arbitrator. So you would say that makes it fair, but also that means either side can decide, hey, we don't really want this guy, and that can maybe make you lose your job in a way. So it's all very interesting when you talk about the labor negotiations. But for me, what it points to is J.C. Treader at the top, and not just him, like whoever, you know, your the director, and maybe even, I don't know if it goes as far as the executive council, because sometimes it does not seem like they have all of the knowledge of what's happening here. But these agreements to work with the NFL to not to suppress information does not seem to benefit the players at all, at large, whether you talk about suppressing it in favor of the NFL or suppressing it in favor of the NFLPA. Not getting information to your union base seems to be bad, and I don't think that's good for a union that already has struggles fighting against its the team owners that they're up against.
And to me, that's the story. It's as simple as common sense. If they've basically hidden some significant information from the public and from some relevant people in the NFL twice now, what else are they hiding? It's common sense.
Correct, yeah.
You know, what else are they keeping from people? And that's where it gets, you know, dicey in terms of collusion and really just transparency with the NFL and NFL fans.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, like, you could say in terms of collusion, but this actually now goes just beyond the collusion itself. If you are in an organization and the people that you trust at the top to have your best interest at heart, you're finding out that they're holding information back from you. How do you then continue to trust them to have, you know, to continue to have your best interest at heart and continue to get you the things that you need? And that's on top of all of the other issues that are already at hand with the Players Association, where, yes, from the text line, 929, the average NFL career is just over 3 years. Hard to get everyone to make sacrifices.
No, that's
especially
true.
Especially when not all players are made alike. There's some players that are, there are superstar quarterbacks that they are in a class on their own. There are other quarterbacks who are maybe not superstars that kind of operate in a different manner. There's the star players that are not quarterbacks. They operate in a different space. And then everybody else kind of operates in this different space as well, where they are, you know, they're more paycheck to paycheck than anybody else of the bunch. They all have different wants. They have different needs. It's the biggest of the sports unions because there's just more players. And so you already have all of these difficulties trying to get everybody to sacrifice or pull in the same direction that all have these disparate thoughts and needs. And now at the top of this, you have to be worried about, are you working for us as all of us have different needs?
That's
are you now also considering the NFL's needs?
No. That's the story. Is like, what are you getting out of this? Why are you doing this? And why do you have other people's interests instead of ours? This is ultimately, and I'm not necessarily making a prediction here, but this ultimately could end in the entire NFLPA hierarchy being ousted, being fired in essence. So, you don't have our best interests in mind. We need someone who does. Because you've already hidden, as I mentioned, you've already hidden a couple things. What else are you hiding? And I thought you worked for us. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm personally very intrigued by the way that this continues to go.
Is the NFLPA in the NFL's pocket too?
That is a very, very good question to ask. I don't have a good answer, but I feel like you should probably be able to say no very quickly in the best case scenario.
But you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some other things that are happening around the NFL. Von Miller. Pass rusher. That?
He's still around.
A&M alum. He's still around. He will join the Washington Commanders on a one-year deal, according to sources. So he will join the Commanders. And I immediately thought the conversation that we had yesterday about Terry McLaurin, he got to be looking around like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you got money to bring in Von Miller, huh?
He's going to get his. I'm convinced. And this is just another example. They're doing everything they can to make that run this year. And Von Miller's not going to be super expensive. He might be, he's just going to be a role player. They'll take care of theirs.
Do you like this addition for the Commanders, bringing in Von Miller? I mean, he signed that 3-year deal, pretty big money with the Buffalo Bills. And, the first season he got 8 sacks, but the last two he had 6. And I don't know how impactful it felt like he's been with the injuries as well. I don't know how much I do this deal, but I guess if you're just like throw in another piece to see if you add into the team and what you're trying to do there.
I think he's not just going to be a role player. He's going to be a very particular role player. And you mentioned his career. I don't have his numbers in front of me. It sounds like you do. But I thought, he had that bad second year, but I thought he was okay in the moments that he played his third year, right?
I guess that's one way to look at it. And it depends on what he's ultimately getting paid. Obviously, the framework of value judgment always matters in that way. Played 13 games last year and had 6 sacks season.
Yeah. Like, very particular role.
Yeah. Very sure. Very true. All right. That's it. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the NFL. Appreciate you hanging out with us. We did talk about the second rounders. I mentioned that there's a couple getting signed. We're still waiting on Arianti Arcery. That is a countdown that I think begins to pique my interest, and I think should begin to pique all of our interests on. Does he get a deal done now over the weekend and get himself ready to show up at NRG Park to practice with the team? Because he's a part of that group, that offensive line, where we really, really want to see all that quote-unquote competition show up. All right, coming up next here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, we were talking yesterday about Paul Skeens, and someone texted in a very interesting question that I want to put to you, Lopez, and our listenership. In order to get Paul Skeens, would you be willing to trade Yordan Alvarez? 713-572-4610. Let's have the conversation next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, and you guys already getting involved on the text line, 713-572-4610. Would you trade Yordan in order to acquire Paul Skeens? That is the question that I threw out there, and maybe it wasn't as difficult of a question as I originally thought, because, as I said, already getting involved and on multiple platforms, you guys are like, yes! Paul Skeens, obviously the phenomenal pitcher that's going in Pittsburgh. And, I mean, sub-2 ERA, looks like he's trying to do that for the second straight season, which I think he'd be the first one to do it, have two sub-2 ERAs in a couple of seasons before he turned 23 ever. Like, that's what we're talking about from that type of player. But this was a question that was asked of us yesterday on the text line. And I found it's really interesting because underneath it feels like a kind of doneness with Yordan Alvarez, yet another season in which he's hurt and not available to you, even though he's supposed to be one of the rocks in your lineup. And so, Lopez, what are your underlying feelings with just the thought of trading Yordan, especially if it's could bring back somebody like a Paul Skeens?
I don't think it's that easy. But you're right. The text board and Twitch and YouTube is like a no-brainer, you know, Yordan for Skeens. For Skeens, absolutely. Yes, I would, et cetera, et cetera. I think there's a little bit of recency.
Damn, no-brainer.
And I don't think that would be a deal that would go straight one-for-one in that instance either.
Because of the control of Skeens?
Yeah, because you got way more control on Skeens.
For
a cheaper price?
Possibly a cheaper price. The thing about it is that he has a pre-arbitration year next year. Or no, I think this year is his pre-arbitration year. Let me pull it up once more in front of me. But then he has arbitration years. And in theory, you go, yeah, arbitration years are going to be easier. However, he has demonstrated himself to be such a good pitcher that when you go to that arbitrator, I imagine Paul Skeens going there with a big number. And I imagine as a team, you probably need to go in there with a decently big number if you plan on winning or trying to win that arbitration. So, he has control. But I think those arbitration years, the number is still going to be pretty big on him.
I think I'll side a little more with Figgy on
that. That's still more control. Yes,
the numbers is bigger, but it's not the monstrous multi-year, multi-$100 million contract. But that's neither here nor there. It's just relatively adjacent to this. I think there's some recency bias Yordan recency bias here. Oh, the guy's always injured. And, you know, look, he has been injured a lot. And he's not playing this year. Are you forgetting that, you know, what this guy does at the plate? I get pitching wins. Skeens is next level. Yordan is next level. Yordan just flat out, I was sitting in the outfield when he hit that home run in the 2022 World Series and pretty much clinched everything. And this guy is amazing. I don't think it's that close. I would have to think twice about it at this point, depending on how you feel about your pitching. I don't know about you on this.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's interesting to me because I understand where we are with the Astros and their pitching, right? They've got a lot of dudes who in theory can do the job, but none of them show them up to work because of injuries. And Paul Skeens is a top of the rotation guy, top of the league guy when it comes to pitching. So don't get me wrong here, but another portion of this that I think we have to consider is where are your bats if you're starting to excavate even further from one of the dudes supposed to be foundational? Now, a fair retort would be, where is that bat right now? We're talking about a question that is reasonably thrown up there. I think Chandler Rome in one of his latest dispatches talked about it. Is he even going to be back for the rest of the remainder of the season? Like, when, if at all, does he return? So, yeah, that also hurts you, but that's a guy that's still feared amongst the league. I mean, we were talking about, what was it, a player poll that happened this season where he's still getting love as he's not actually playing because he puts fear into the heart of pitchers in that way. Mm-hmm. So that was the reason why I brought it up. But I'm intrigued to see how many Astros fans are in a place where I'm just done with him because I can't depend on him being out there, even though when he's out there, he is a monster.
The other part of this is not just what would you do, what would the Astros do? And as much as I would give a lot of thought to anything along those lines and maybe even side toward keeping Yordan, I think the Astros would jump at it. The Astros would jump at that control, even if the arbitration number is pretty big. Because keep in mind, we don't know what Fromber's going to be doing.
That's a good point.
We don't know if they're not going to probably want to pay Fromber. So if you could trade Yordan, reset, and you have Hunter Brown and Skeens, I mean, the Astros would jump at it. Okay. I don't know if I would, but I think the Astros would jump at it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Do you at all factor in this question that comes in? And I already feel bad bringing it up. I feel like you know where I'm going to go. As soon as Paul Skeens gets here, they say from the...
Oh, Lord, I do.
A little TJ? They mentioned TJ?
They didn't mention it explicitly, but that was the idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea. From the 832, Yordan won't be a Hall of Famer. Skeens will. Rocky on the YouTube, please. It is that easy. Yordan has never seen a season like Judge, like Cal Raleigh, like Soto. He's just a good hitter, well above average, no superstar. Lopez stuck on what he's done in the past.
See, Do you know what he's done in the past?
See, like the last part he said, I kind of disagree with that. I think the issue is his injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can he give us a full season?
Yeah.
Or a couple full seasons, man?
Yeah.
That's my only question. I feel like we're going to have that conversation at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can we get a healthy Yordan all year?
No, I look, the fact that we can even kick this around is interesting to me. But, you know, this guy has been just freaking outstanding, especially in the postseason. I mean, just year after year after year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, of course, an additional like wrinkle in this question is that it would not be a one for one. It right. would have to be, you'd have to give up more. And again, I think that the bidding for the Paul Skeens, you know, that's going to be really, really tough to win. But I think also the reason why this, I guess, got stuck up in my head is that what else are you also pairing with Yordan? And then what does that leave for you to cobble together a lineup? Because this lineup, as of right now, they are doing this by just real timely and clutch hitting, but not necessarily great hitting.
Yeah.
And so if you take Yordan out, not just obviously this year he's taken himself out with injury, but over the next few years, the possibility of him, where do you also replenish that with? Is that, do you have the young guys to then say, well, okay, we're going to get more, more hitters that slide into this lineup? Because this team wants to continue to be in contention. And if you have Paul Skeens, that's what you would want to do as well.
Well, sure. And Paul Skeens and Hunter Brown would be just outstanding. But there is an argument to be made when healthy. And again, I know, I get it. It's not a good time to be bragging about Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah, that's, it makes it very tough.
This is bad timing, all right? Yeah. But there is an argument that has been made the last couple of years that Yordan Alvarez is one of, if not the most dangerous hitter in baseball. Flat out.
100%.
Flat out. The most dangerous hitter in baseball, you know, maybe top three, maybe top five. He's in the conversation. You want that on your team. You absolutely want that on your team because of his clutchness as well. So it's interesting.
713, Alvarez was stinking before he went on the injured list. Is that who he is, or is
he was injured
the prior
already.
Seasons?
My view.
That's and
not my view.
I think the other thing to look at, too, is we've seen the injuries issues the Astros had this year.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to go somewhere else and not and really be that Yordan that never really go through the injuries type thing?
Yeah. I hadn't even thought about that. That would
hurt, man.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
he finally played 162. Yeah. I know people don't play
58 or whatever.
Yeah, he don't miss time for injuries.
Mm-hmm. Again, the argument has been made he's the most dangerous hitter in baseball. And you just want to automatically think it's a no-brainer? I don't.
Yeah, no, that's something like I will probably I wouldn't be surprised if I decide to do the deal if that was me.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have to really think about this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't sit in a limousine. I say it that way. I would be like, 100%. I had to really consider this.
Yeah. No, fair enough. It just feels like Yordan is supposed to be foundational what this team is doing right now. And again, I think the Skeens is probably the one that makes it go, I definitely want that particular guy. But just I wanted to get to the underlying feeling of how people feel about Yordan right now. Would you want to move on from a dude who is, 27?
Yeah.
Or 28, rather?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he's had injury issues, but has been that dominant hitter. Like, are people out of the willing to get out of the Yordan
business? Sounds like it.
And I'm kind of a little bit interested in how much people feel this. But it seems like there's more people coming in on the back end of this for saying no. From the 713, not even a discussion. At this point in his career, Yordan is not tradable.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 28-year-old, masher. And when he is healthy, which again is a big caveat, he is very, very dangerous. I don't know. I found that to be interesting as we end up headed into the second half of the season. Chandler Rome, who I mentioned earlier, he kind of put out his second half storylines to watch. And another thing that he brings up is, again, headed to the trade deadline. Do you prioritize pitching or a left-handed bat during the trade deadline?
For now. Now with the Astros.
Yes, now with the Astros.
Oh, pitching. Pitching. I don't know what the confidence level is with you guys, but I'm losing confidence in McCullers fast. Fast. And then beyond that, you know, we've talked that they've had their moments, but they've also had some bad moments.
Yeah. Because right now, is it fair to say they have two?
That's more than fair.
Yeah. Okay. Two that you have confidence in. Yeah. Hunter Brown and then Framber Valdez.
That ain't enough.
Yeah.
It definitely isn't enough. But again, I can't stop myself from looking at Spencer Urquidy, who, you know, freak hand injury.
Bless your heart.
I know.
Oh, you think he's coming back this year?
How about Luis Garcia?
I mean,
bless your heart.
Hey, don't forget about Christian Javier.
How about Javier?
I'm not certain, but I gotta be able to get one out of those, right?
JP France.
That one I'm not so certain
about.
All right,
he's back. He's back. But in all honesty, if I'm being honest, I actually, famous last words. I've been burned so many times. I actually do think Luis Garcia is going to come back.
I do not.
You there don't? You go. I actually do.
I actually have to see maybe two or three starts in the big leagues for me to be like, okay, I think he's back now.
I'm such a sucker. I actually do think he's going to come back. Man.
I mean, but if
bless my heart,
setback coming soon.
Yeah,
I don't like how right you keep being about this. That's the part that really hurts me. So yeah, we'll see what the Astros look like when they return to action tomorrow against the Mariners. A big 3-game set to start off the second half of the season. I believe Brandon Walter will be on the mound mm-hmm. for you going there. And again, that points to what you're talking about. The pitching is going to be a place to watch throughout the second half.
Brandon Walter and then McCullers.
And then McCullers, yeah. Another data point to tell us, you know, whether he also just needed
when we get back to Hunter Brown. Hey, we need to get back to Hunter Brown from us.
Yeah, yeah.
And shout out to Ron Hughley saying trading Yordan for the Astros is an insane thought. No chance for this team. We'll talk to him a little bit later once we get close to that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including let's salute a former Texan who we learned passed today. We'll do that next. All right. Let's get into what's popping here in Loop on Sports Radio 610, and it's a tone shift that is really uncomfortable, unfortunate. But unfortunately, today we found out that Brian Brahman has passed away after dealing with a pretty aggressive form of cancer. I think we saw it kind of in the news,
last
week or so, or actually a little bit longer. About
JJ was tweeting about it.
Yeah, reaching out and kind of soliciting some help to kind of pay for the treatments that were necessary. JJ, some other teammates really stepped up in trying to, you know, help him in this. But unfortunately, in a way that it seems to happen all the time, cancer. It sucks. Like I wanted to say the thing that we all say about cancer, but I forgot FCC regulations here. So rest in peace to Brian Brahman.
Yeah, Brian,
former Texan, former Eagle.
Brian Brahman was one of the if you've been a Texans fan since their inception, or especially during his career, Brahman was one of the greatest athletes that this organization has seen. I know that sounds a lot because he was a special teamer, went on to the Eagles. And won a Super Bowl there, largely as a special teamer. Remember, he made that tackle without a helmet on?
Yes.
Against the Titans?
Yeah.
And didn't give a flip.
It was a real tackle,
too. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
It wasn't just like a push out of bounds.
No, he stuck his head in there.
He tackled him like he had a helmet on.
And, you know, he's truly like, you don't put him as like, oh, Texans legend or whatever. Incredible athlete. I got to know him a little bit. We might talk about him a little bit more later. But just an absolutely incredible athlete who had a story now. You know, he bounced around from JUCO to, I think, Idaho is where he wound up, and then ended up at West Texas A&M.
Correct.
Worked as a bouncer, you know, while he was trying to make a living in college. And then I want to say it was a friend or, old friend of Gary Kubiak's who said, hey, take a look at this guy. And Kubiak, you know, did, or whomever did, and ultimately signed him as an undrafted free agent, and he made quite a career out of it.
Yeah, from the 281, rest in peace, Psycho B. I mean,
yeah,
these are the kind of dudes that on every good team that you have are just not necessarily the guys that you think of, as you mentioned, at the very top of the depth chart, but dudes that are fan favorites and dudes that are team favorites. They make this thing go. And
have that long hair.
Yes, and a very particular personality. Actually, I'll go ahead and play the audio here. So this was I think last year on the, what was the name of the podcast again? Fig.
This the Raw Room.
Mm-hmm. This was them talking about Brian Brahman and a pregame speech that he gave.
Brian Brahman, he was with me at the Eagles, dog. You have like these tiers of like a pregame speech. You got the dudes that know the right thing to say. Right. Then you got the one dude that's like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And
we
the
know
coaches
that.
Know, oh, he's the crazy dude.
They let him do him.
And they let him go and they do the speech once. And the worst thing you can do is win that game.
Oh, yeah.
Because then what they going to do?
They got to bring him back.
And then they're going to be like, he's got to go even harder this time.
Thanks.
Bro, by the 10th game, Brian was like, we gotta go out there and eat their children. I'm like, I don't want that in my team.
amazing.
Hey, I want Jason Momoa on my team. I'm just trying to win, bro.
He said,
I want to rip their heart out, put it back in, rip it out again. Mail it to their wife. I'm like, bro. Like,
yo.
We're just trying to win a football game.
All I want
to
do is play football. He was something. And I mentioned his athletic ability. I don't know how I ended up chatting with him several times when he was here and got to know him a little bit. I wasn't a friend or anything, but I got to know him a little bit. He had an incredible story, an incredibly well-liked guy.
Yeah. So rest in peace to Brian Braman, 38 years of age, passed away after a six-month battle with very aggressive, what would you say, brain cancer.
Yeah.
Texan and Eagle, always in our hearts. Some other things that are popping. Lopez, I know that you've already been very invested. It's on the TV here, the British Open going on.
Let's go, baby. It is the first thing I did this morning when we got on air is let's put that sucker on air. The final major, I know everybody's been chomping at the bit to see who my picks are. You've probably been texting each other.
Cricket. Ain't nobody.
Dude, I'm good at this, man.
But ain't nobody asking. You know, hey, people weren't chomping at the bit.
Check the tape. Check the tape.
I ain't saying you ain't good, but people ain't chomping at the bit. Trying to let me get. I got to tune in to see his picks.
You're dang right.
Ain't
you
nobody
do.
Doing that.
I appreciate you. No, it's final major of the year. I have just for the record, put it out there. I do have Rory McIlroy, who struggled a little bit since the Masters. But I do have him on my board just because this is one of his home court. He kind of grew up here, played here when he was 16. Also, Victor Hovland, also Justin Rose. And my long shot, Maverick McNealy. Well, tell me everything you know about it, Maverick McNealy.
His name is Maverick and McNealy. And
Biggie?
I think he plays golf.
Yeah, I think he's a man.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Good answer.
It's 2025, so I'm not sure. But, yeah, I think he plays golf.
Yeah, he does.
And, yeah, man, a cool dude.
So who's your pick in the British Open?
Yes. That's my pick. Somebody going to win that.
That's true.
Who do you got?
I'm going to pick Scottie Scheffler because he is currently high up on. I don't know.
I'm gonna pick the Eagles.
What's happening with the other Cam Smith? What's he doing?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Fell off the face.
See,
of the
you
earth.
Love you some British Open, no, Open Cup.
I didn't have him on my team this year. I had those guys that I just mentioned on my team.
Maybe that brother fell off the face of the earth, man.
He's not the one.
Cameron
and only Cam Smith. Yeah, Cameron Smith.
Yeah, watch him win this sucker.
I don't think so. Some other things that are popping right now. You saw this, I think. Adam Silver has talked about the NBA and saying they're going to take a harder look at expansion.
Mm-hmm.
In the coming months, he's talked. It's kind of been a conversation that's happening over years. Are you pro expansion in the NBA here?
I actually am not pro expansion, but it's going to happen. They are going to expand because they want Seattle and Las Vegas.
Yeah,
Vegas.
I was going to say Las Vegas definitely going to get one.
And Seattle's going to get
Seattle,
one.
Yeah, for sure. They should have never left, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want it, but I know it's coming.
Yeah, it feels like they've had, when you talk about Seattle in particular, and Vegas as well, they already have the infrastructure. They're there just waiting for the opportunity to expand into that space. And it does feel like the league has an abundance of talent, especially at the very top, that if you add a couple more teams, you don't think that it would like thin out teams too much to where you don't have talent on them? Because that's always one of the big questions I think about with expansion is, are you then taking your talent and spreading it too thin to lower the quality of what you're doing? I don't think that would be what you're doing.
Take one of the sorry teams and move them away.
Which team is that?
Like Charlotte.
Charlotte,
yeah, they don't need. Look, they've been pathetic the last 20 years,
take
man.
Charlotte.
Yeah, move them back. Move them to Seattle.
Yeah. They're going to expand, though, especially when once Adam Silver puts it out there, we're going to take a much harder look. Well, you know, he's already put his butt out there. Like, we're going to take a harder look at expansion. So if it doesn't happen, then he kind of looks bad. They're going to expand. It's going to be Seattle. It's going to be Las Vegas. I mean, it's a done deal. It's a wrap.
Okay. I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Now that would get them to 32. I don't think that they should go much further than that.
Though. I agree with that too.
Don't get too wild with it. Some other things that are popping. Will you indulge me with getting into this space where somebody said no more Texas teams, John McClain will have to cheer for them. Hey, leave the general out of this.
Put one in Austin.
Did y'all see this thing that happened on social media yesterday?
Oh my god.
At the Coldplay concert?
I was hoping
it was staged, man. It was not staged.
I am just so in on this and I feel so dirty about it.
You seem to have really jumped in on it.
Because the internet is damn near breaking. So if you don't know what happened, Coldplay concert, and I thought it was like a PA guy, but it was actually somebody on stage, one of the Coldplay singers, Chris Martin or whatever
his Chris
name.
Martin. Yeah,
I do love that he goes, one of the Coldplay
one of the
singers.
Guys.
That is the lead singer, yeah. Chris Martin.
I don't know the individual. I know Coldplay.
Some people look at him as a legend.
I could not name him until I saw it on the internet. But anyway, he actually started. Do you have the audio?
Yes.
Let's play it.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
They weren't shy. They're having an affair.
So they was kind of cuddled up a little bit. He was
his
behind
hands were
her,
under her, you know.
And they showed them on the jumbo on the big screen.
They were cuddling.
And they immediately let each other go.
That dude went, he just dove
and
down to the ground.
And hid.
He wanted the earth to swallow him.
He thought there were shots. Like, that's what it looked like. It looked like if you hear gunshots, you hit the ground. That's how he hit the ground.
Yeah.
And then old girl covered her face, turned away from the camera.
He probably wish it was gunshots.
There was another woman to the side with just like a big old grin, like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. What's happening
here? All right, so I got the details on this.
Very good. Thank you. I appreciate this.
I am digging in. And there's a couple of updates, by the way.
Lopez with the mess.
Real quick. I do feel dirty about this, feel bad about this a little bit, because this is the kind of thing that if they weren't just like they shouldn't be having an affair, by the way, he's married, she's married. By the way,
that was going to be my question. Are they married?
They are both married.
Okay.
Not to each other.
Wait for the update because there's an interesting update coming up. But he is the CEO of a company called Astronomer. He just hired her a month ago as head of HR. Mm.
Head of HR is
irony.
Is there a funnier position to have involved with this than the head of HR?
Yes. And by the way, the woman you just referenced next to her, who's kind of like laughing nervously, also works at the company. So she knew what was going on.
Clearly. Yeah. They were hugging up together.
She was sitting right next to him, also works at the company. These two people are having an affair, and one of the coworkers there with the head of HR having the affair.
Excellent.
I mean, good Lord. All right. So you ready for some updates?
Oh, there's more.
Very good. But wait, there's more. So the thing I feel bad about is as much as they shouldn't have been doing this, obviously, social media immediately started finding the wife of the CEO.
Of course.
Which is nasty business.
Exactly. This should all be done. That's why I feel bad, because this is all, as bad as it was, should all be done how you want to deal with it, privately, without the entire world knowing about it. So the wife, they posted all these videos and everything else on the wife's Facebook page and TikTok, and the wife now has removed her last name, her married last name,
yikes,
from her Facebook,
yikes,
and the name of her husband from Facebook. But wait, there's another update. So Coldplay now has tweeted this morning, starting with our next show, we're introducing camera-free audience sections.
I find it amazing that they were like, oh, this could be bad for business.
Yeah, no.
they were like, we didn't realize that our fan base included a good amount of cheating.
Yes. And these were two just anonymous people having an affair. Happens all the time. Again, it ultimately probably would have been found out, and they should have probably, you know, dealt with it in the, you know, however they do privately. But now they are splattered across the world.
Yeah.
Across the world.
That's the unfortunate part. They should have been having an affair, first of all. But my thing is, dog, y'all out in public hugged up.
I want to know the story with the coworker that knew it was going on and is sitting right there with him as he's like all up on her.
Hey, ain't nothing we can do about that one, man. If they together, you just got to roll with it, especially if y'all cool.
And here's the last thing that I thought of. They had to walk into work today. Both of them.
I'm working remote right now. Please respect my wishes.
They walked into work today, man. presumably.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough for them. Shout out to the ESPYs that happened last night. What were your thoughts on Shane Gillis running point on that thing?
Oh, I enjoyed it. I thought he was the only thing that was unpredictable in the entire show. And
unpredictable is not inherently good. What did you think about, like, did you find it to be good for what they were trying to do
here? I found it to be entertainment. I don't know if Disney appreciated it.
Which I feel like they should have seen coming, because everything that they did felt on brand for Shane Gillis, including did you see the like fake tush push trailer? And I was like, oh, this is just sophomore butt jokes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that seems like that's on par for what you would expect. Yeah. But I did wonder if any, like, there were some jokes in that room.
What were your three favorites? I came up with my three favorites.
Oh, you actually have favorites?
Yes.
All right. What'd you have?
A bookie is what Bill Belichick reads to his girlfriend at bedtime.
That one got a pretty good response in the room. That one got a pretty good response, it seemed like.
The Shedeur Sanders bit, where he says, oh, everybody says it's nepotism that he's going to have his number retired, but it's really because he went 13-12 and almost won the Alamo Bowl.
Which didn't get a lot of love, because I think, but it's like, yeah.
I loved it.
I thought that one.
Probably a lot of the Shedeur fans in there.
Yeah, and then the tribute to Norm MacDonald at the very end.
That one's a winner. Yeah. That one's 100% a winner. Yeah. Who, again, especially that the tribute makes sense, because Norm MacDonald, similar, I imagine, executes it at a higher level, with all due respect to Shane Gillis. When it comes to sensibility, and he also hosted the ESPYs in that way as well.
With that joke.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did. All right, there you go. That's what's popping here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I've been rewatching the 2024 Texans season, and I reached what felt like the low point for me of the season. It was Week 9 versus the New York Jets. Let's revisit that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.